Unidad 13.
Yesterday.
En esta unidad, usted aprenderá a hablar acerca de las cosas que ha hecho usted en el pasado. En primer lugar, Marion pregunta a Tambi qué es lo que hizo durante las vacaciones de Navidad.
What did you do during the Christmas holidays, Tambi?
I went to the Nutcracker Suite, the ballet, and we went to the skating pantomime of Aladdin on ice.
And what did you do at home?
We watched television some of the time.
Y ahora, Nuala habla de su regalo de cumpleaños en el transcurso de las vacaciones.
What did you do during the holidays, Nuala? Did you go with Tanvi to Aladdin and to the Nutcracker Suite?
Yes, I did.
And did you do anything else?
I went to Sleeping Beauty for my birthday.
Ah, because it was your birthday on the 2nd of January, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Tomer fue a visitar una reserva natural y un castillo en ruinas durante su estancia en Edimburgo.
Tomer, what did you do yesterday?
We went by boat to the Bass Rock, and then...
What is the Bass Rock?
It's a nature reserve, and there are thousands of birds. And so we went to look at birds.
And did you do anything else?
Yes. After that, we went and looked at a ruined castle.
What did you do there?
Well, we played a little. I pretended I was a knight.
And what did you do today?
Today we went to Edinburgh Castle.
And did you find that interesting?
Yes, quite.
Only quite?
Well, it was quite fun to look at the crown jewels and... Oh, it was very interesting.
Colin pasó el verano en Oslo, en Noruega. ¿Se divirtió con su trabajo de repartidor de periódicos?
You were in Oslo this summer, weren't you?
I was.
And what did you do there?
I delivered newspapers.
Newspapers? Did you get up early?
I had to get up very early, Marion. I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
My goodness. And when did you finish?
I finished at 6 o'clock.
Ah, so you worked from 2 o'clock till 6 o'clock. And what did you do after that?
I had some breakfast and then I went to bed.
And what time did you get up?
I got up again about midday, and then I went to work again, because I delivered papers in the afternoon.
Oh, I see. So how many hours did you work in the afternoon?
About 3 hours in the morning and 3 in the afternoon.
And was the work enjoyable? Was it interesting?
It's a job I like very much. It's fun.
Wendy fue a Escocia a un curso de vuelo sin motor. Al principio estaba aterrorizada.
Did you enjoy your gliding holiday, Wendy?
Oh, yes. It was terrific fun. I enjoyed it very much. It was a course, a summer school, and it was run by some very daredevil men, local farmers, and pilots. I was absolutely terrified, and couldn't even look over the side of the plane for quite a long time.
How long was the course?
I think it was a week. Yes, it was, and it was quite expensive.
And where was the course?
It was in the Cairngorms, in Scotland, a beautiful place. It was surrounded by great forests and mountains.
Eddie es de Gales, y su lengua materna es el galés.
Do you speak Welsh, Eddie?
Yes, I do.
When did you learn it?
I learned it as a child. It was my first language.
Ah, so English is your second language.
Yes, in the sense that I learnt English after I learnt Welsh.
And what language did you use at school?
Well, the very first school I went to, we used Welsh. And then we moved to a part of Wales where there was no Welsh spoken at all, so I had to use English then.
And how many people in Wales speak Welsh?
Well, at the moment, approximately 20% of the population, which is about 500,000 people, something like that.
A continuación, estudie las palabras y frases más importantes antes de pasar a practicar lo que ha aprendido. Ahora, practique lo que ha aprendido. Ejercicio 1. Aquí está la señora Williams hablando acerca de sus fotos.
Look at the first one. That's the Bass Rock, about 20 miles from Edinburgh. We went to the Bass Rock on Sunday. It was lovely. We went by boat and there were thousands and thousands of birds. And then we went swimming. Look, there we are swimming in the sea. Oh, it was cold. It was August, but the water was very, very cold. Then on Monday, we visited Edinburgh Castle. It's a very big castle and very interesting. We looked at the crown jewels. That was quite interesting. Then on Tuesday, look, those are the children. We played with the children. And then in the afternoon it rained, so we stayed at the hotel and we watched television. It was a very short holiday, but it was lovely. You should go to Edinburgh too.
Ejercicio 2. Escuche la entrevista con Mr. Gregg, que está jubilado.
Retired.
Mr. Gregg, you're retired now, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I retired in January. My birthday was on January the 31st. I was 65 then.
And you worked in the Royal Hotel, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Could you tell me a little about your job?
Well, I got up at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock in the evening. And I had some tea and a biscuit. Then I went to work.
What time did you go to work?
Oh, about 11 o'clock.
And what did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything, really. I looked at the newspaper. Then I had some black coffee. And then, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I had a sandwich. It was very quiet in the hotel. No noise, nothing.
And when did you go home?
I went home at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And did you go to bed then?
No, I had breakfast, and then I went to bed.
What time was that?
About 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
And now you are retired. Do you enjoy going to bed in the evening?
No, it's terrible. I can't sleep at night, only during the day.
Pobre hombre. No puede dormir por la noche.
He can't sleep at night.
Solamente puede dormir de día.
He can only sleep during the day.
Ejercicio 3. ¿Está usted preparado para escuchar a Mr. Forsyth que habla de sus viajes?
When did you go to Norway?
I went there in 1979. It was lovely. I went with my wife on holiday.
And when did you go to Germany?
That was in 1982. I went there on business.
And what about France?
I went to Paris on business in 1981.
And when did you go to Switzerland?
1975, I think. I went on a skiing holiday. It was beautiful.
And when did you go to the States?
In 1980. I went for a month on business.
And the Soviet Union? We say USSR, don't we?
That's right. We went there on holiday in 1973. My wife and I saw the Kremlin and Red Square and things like that. It was very interesting.
And where are you going this year?
I think I'll stay at home. I want to visit my own country this year.
Ese era el último ejercicio de esta sección. Así que vuelva al libro y siga la guía de estudio. Ahora, hable usted. En el primer ejercicio le darán dos alternativas. Al contestar, elija la primera.
Where did you stay? In a hotel or at the language school?
I stayed in a hotel.
And when did you get up? Before 7 or after 7?
I got up before 7.
And when did you start work? At 9 or at 10?
I started work at 9.
And when did you finish work? At midday or at 1 o'clock?
I finished work at midday.
So you only worked 3 hours. That was nice.
Sí.
Usted tenía mucho tiempo por las tardes para hacer lo que quería. En el segundo ejercicio, usted escuchará algunas preguntas. Pare la cinta y conteste con toda sinceridad.
Did you watch TV yesterday? Did you go to bed early yesterday? When did you go to bed? Did you get up early this morning? When did you get up? Did you have an English breakfast or a continental breakfast?
Y por último, escuche una vez más todos los diálogos sin el libro. Unidad 14.
Making plans.
En esta unidad, usted aprenderá a expresar lo que confía o tiene la intención de hacer. En primer lugar, Tambi le cuenta a Marion que ella y su familia van a pasar las vacaciones de Semana Santa en Francia.
What are you going to do in the Easter holidays?
Well, we're going to go to our house in France for the holidays.
Oh, how nice. For how long?
We don't know yet. Probably 2 or 3 weeks.
A continuación, Colin decide cómo va a pasar el día.
What are you going to do today, Colin?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Claire and I are going for a walk. Are you going to come with us?
Oh, I would like to come too, then.
Fine. Good.
Sarah va a visitar a unos amigos.
What are your plans for today, Sarah?
I'm going to have lunch with Vic and Barbara, and then afterwards I'm going to stay the night with Martin and Jill.
Oh, because Martin and Jill live near Vic and Barbara, don't they?
They live about 3 doors away.
Marion habla con Pauline y Hazel, dos chicas neozelandesas, para averiguar qué es lo que piensan ver durante su estancia en Londres. ¿Por qué quiere Hazel ver unas ardillas?
How long are you going to stay in London?
For 5 weeks or 6.
And what do you hope to see?
The changing of the guard.
Hazel, do you know what else you might like to see in London?
Well, I'd like to see some squirrels.
Don't you have any squirrels in New Zealand?
No.
Is London the best place to see squirrels, or is it better in the countryside?
I don't really know.
Bien. Hazel quiere ver unas ardillas porque en Nueva Zelanda no hay ardillas. A continuación, Tambi y Nuala hablan de lo que quieren ser cuando sean mayores.
What are you going to be when you grow up, Tambi?
I don't know yet, but I thought of writing plays with poems in them.
Oh, that sounds interesting. And what about you, Nuala? What are you going to be?
I don't know.
Are you going to be a violinist?
I'm not sure.
And what is your brother Sven going to be?
He wants to do something for each season of the year. In winter, he wants to be an engineer. In spring, he wants to be a bird watcher. Summer, he wants to do pop singing. And in autumn, he wants to be a scientist or an inventor.
That's a very original idea, isn't it?
Y, por último, Marion le habla a Sven acerca del futuro profesional de este.
What are you going to be when you grow up, Sven?
An inventor.
An inventor? What are you going to invent?
Oh, don't know.
And are you going to be an inventor all the time?
No.
So what else are you going to be?
Fisherman, cricketer, mountain climber. That's all.
A fisherman, a cricketer, a mountain climber, and an inventor?
Yeah.
And are you going to have time to do all those things?
Yes.
But are you going to do them all at the same time?
No.
So how are you going to manage?
Do it in different years.
So you mean 1 year you're going to be an inventor? Yes?
Yes.
And the next year?
Cricket.
And then?
Fishing.
And then?
Mountain climbing.
And then?
Start again.
Start again with inventing?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're going to have a very interesting life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ahora, estudie las palabras y frases más importantes antes de pasar a practicar lo que ha aprendido. A continuación, practique lo que ha aprendido. Ejercicio 1. Aquí están el señor y la señora Anderson comentándose lo que van a hacer sus 7 hijos.
It's a beautiful morning, isn't it? Do you know what the children's plans are for today? Are they all going out?
No, I think Barbara's going to stay in. She's reading an exciting detective story and she wants to finish it. Oh, and Alison wants to play her violin, so she's going to stay in as well. What's Jane going to do? Do you know?
Yes, Jane's going to go cycling with a friend.
How nice. It's a beautiful day for cycling. And what about Hazel?
Hazel's going to go fishing, I think. Fishing in the river. And Thomas is going with her.
But he doesn't like fishing.
No, but he's going to go bird watching. The river's a good place for birds.
Yes, it is. And then there's Martin. He's going to play cricket with some friends.
Do you know what David's plans are?
I'm not sure, but I think he's going to go for a long walk. He wants to use his new climbing boots.
So they're all going to be busy today, aren't they? What are you going to do today?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm going to stay at home and enjoy a quiet day.
Ejercicio 2. Juan habla de cómo va a mejorar su inglés.
I must improve my English. It's not good at all.
But how are you going to improve it?
Well, first, I'm going to read English newspapers.
A good idea. And what about books?
Yes, I'm going to read books in English.
That's quite difficult, isn't it?
Yes, but I'll try. And I'm going to watch television. Sometimes there are programs in English.
And what about the cinema?
Yes, I'm going to go to the cinema and see English films. And I'm going to listen to the radio. I can listen to the BBC.
And are you going to improve your writing in English?
Yes, I'm going to write letters in English to friends in England and in the States.
And what about speaking English? You're speaking English to me now, I know, but what about other people?
Well, I'm going to speak English to other friends as well. And, best of all, do you know what I'm going to do in the summer?
No.
I'm going to visit England.
Ejercicio 3. Mr. Bates le dice a Mr. Smith lo que piensan hacer él y su mujer en el Festival de Edimburgo.
What are your plans for the week?
Well, we've got tickets for tonight for the military tattoo at the castle.
How nice.
Yes, and then on Friday we're going to see the Barber of Seville at the King's Theatre.
That'll be lovely. And are you going to go to the ballet?
Yes, we've got tickets for Wednesday for Romeo and Juliet.
And what about concerts?
Well, I hope we can get 2 tickets for Tuesday night at the Usher Hall. That's for the Bach St. Matthew Passion.
And what about the Shakespeare play at the Assembly Hall? They're doing As You Like It.
Yes, we've got tickets for Saturday afternoon. There's a performance at 2:30.
Well, you're certainly going to have a busy week.
Yes, it's going to be lovely.
Este era el último ejercicio de esta sección, así que vuelva a su libro y siga la guía de estudio. Ahora, Hable usted. Prepárese para contestar a Jill.
You were with Vic and Barbara yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, and I am going to be with them today.
You had lunch with them, didn't you?
Yes, and I am going to have lunch with them today.
And you went to the cinema with them, didn't you?
Yes, and I am going to go to the cinema with them today.
And you stayed at their house, didn't you?
Yes, and I am going to stay at their house today.
And you... Oh, well, I suppose it's none of my business.
Ella tiene bastante razón.
It's none of my business.
No es asunto mío. En el segundo ejercicio, usted se reúne con James Clark en el bar del hotel. Contéstele cuando le salude.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Have you got time for a drink?
Sí. Muchas gracias.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Good. What are you going to have?
Me gustaría media pinta de cerveza, por favor.
I'd like half a pint of lager, please.
Fine. Well, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Voy a ir a un concierto.
I'm going to a concert.
And what else do you hope to do?
Espero visitar Oxford o Cambridge.
I hope to visit Oxford or Cambridge.
Well, I'm from Oxford, so when you come there, you must have dinner with me.
Me encantaría comer con usted.
I'd love to have dinner with you.
Y por último, escuche una vez todos los diálogos sin el libro.